Of you keeping score at home, this is the third week in a row Jesus talks about bread in our gospel reading. You would think he's trying to make a point. And by the way, we're not done yet. We get a couple more weeks of this, but still, come back next week. We also hear today a reminder from Paul in our second reading about how we are the body of Christ and we are connected with each other. And every part of the body is necessary and important. So, of course, this got me thinking about how important bread is and how much we rely on it and how easy it is to take it for granted. Now, the first image that comes to mind for me is trying to make a sandwich without bread. Now, you should know I live for sandwiches, okay? At home, if I'm making a sandwich, Ruth teases me. She says, oh, time for a hard hat. There's a construction zone going on, okay? So I love sandwiches. So when I was in college, I worked for a while at a kosher deli making sandwiches. Oh, I was in heaven. We had 7 different kinds of bread. It was fantastic. But imagine trying to make a sandwich without bread. Go to the drive-thru and get a burger or two, and it comes without a bun. What a mess that would be. And pizza without a crust. Oh, I'm not even going there. What a mess that is. So bread is so important and basic. But a lot of the time, we don't even notice it. So is that what Jesus is saying he is? Well, not entirely, but maybe a little. Because you see, for us, for people of faith, especially if we have grown up in the Christian faith, we might just take Jesus for granted as much as we take the bun on a burger for granted. It's a kind of thing we may not notice unless it's missing or if it's really bad quality. If I get a burger and the bun falls apart as I try to eat the burger, I call it a crabby bun. The deal is, I like to load my burgers up with everything they got. You know, lettuce, onion, tomatoes, pickle relish, and ketchup, mustard. Bun falls apart, I end up holding a handful of ketchup, mustard, and pickle relish, so I get a little crabby. Yeah. Buns and bread, they're important. Jesus is the bread of life. The thing that holds us together. Paul says the body of Christ, us, we are connected with each other, combined with each other into something new, very much a new creation. Elsewhere, Paul talks about the followers of Jesus as one bread, one body, one Lord of all. Well, I think bread in some ways is a very helpful image of the way the body of Christ lives and works. Now, you know the thing that we call bread is not something we can grow. I grow just about everything in our garden, including kiwi. That's another story, but it works. But we can't grow bread. Bread is made out of flour, yeast, sugar, a little salt, water, and some oil or butter. But we need to combine them. You can't make a sandwich with a handful of flour. But flour, when it's combined with yeast and sugar and salt and water and everything else, becomes bread. It's all recombined into a new creation. And Paul says that's what we are like as the body of Christ. Now, the deal with making bread is it's not instant. You need to wait. So you mix everything together, make sure it's the right temperature, and you let it rise. Then after it rises, you think you're ready, but you're not. Because you have to go back and punch it down. You feel like you start all over. And then it rises again. Then you divide it and put it in pans and so forth. In some ways, a much lesser level, it almost sounds like what Jesus went through. Being punched down and rising again. We might know that feeling too. Being punched down and rising again. Jesus says he is the bread of life, who feeds us, who holds us together, who is part of us. Part of us that we may not even notice at times unless it is missing. Now, of course, Jesus is not simply talking about physical bread. It's a metaphor. It's an image. Jesus says he is as important to us as bread to feed our hunger. But it's not a hunger in our bellies. It is that hunger in our hearts and our souls. Here's why this is important. You know, sometimes all sorts of little things that we feel guilty about add up. The things we've done wrong, the things we should have done but didn't do, well, they pile up. And any one of them alone may not feel like a terribly big deal, but suddenly we can feel as if they're not just added up, but they're multiplied with their impact. And the guilt starts to feel overwhelming. Sometimes we start to feel disconnected from ourselves, maybe even feeling like strangers to ourselves. Now, all of those times leave us feeling hungry. They leave us feeling that hole in our souls. Well, for all those times, Jesus says, I'm what you need. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. I am the bread of life. I have come to fill you, to remove the burden of the ruts and the should-haves and could-haves, the times when life feels empty and pointless, like just one more thing after another without any meaning, for those times when our good intentions remain merely intentions. I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven, Jesus said. Don't worry about fulfilling all the laws and requirements. Don't worry if you haven't done all the right things. I have come to you. You are not far from God. In me, Jesus says, God comes to you. I am here. And I've come to feed you, to fill the hole of fear and hopelessness and despair that you might feel inside. You don't need to try to find me, Jesus says. I'm coming to you. Not to punish you, not to blame you or to make things worse. I'm coming to fill you with the power and peace of new life today. I am coming to you to feed you with what you need, to fill the holes inside. And I'm calling you to join me, Jesus says, in redeeming this world, buying it back from itself, one person, one life at a time. And Jesus says, I'm starting with you. See, Jesus did not come to give us a set of rules and laws to follow. He came to heal our hearts and to fill us with good things, the things we need for life without fear. Jesus has come to rescue us from fear and despair with a promise of love and peace. Jesus came to save us from that. But he did not come to just save only you. We are fed with the living bread from heaven, and it transforms us, and we are fed with a purpose. We are set free for a reason. We are saved, but we are not saved simply for a rainy day. We are saved for a purpose, now, today. See, faith, our trust in God, is a journey. But it is not a journey that ends with us. We are one of the places where it starts. So in Christ, like bread, we are combined. Flour and water, yeast and sugar, and together we become one bread, one body, joined to Christ and each other. We are transformed into the body of Christ, the living bread that comes down from heaven. See, Jesus starts with us. And he continues to feed the world with us and through us. So sometimes we get to feed people whose bellies are empty. Sometimes we get to feed people who feel holes in their souls, people who feel past forgiveness or being loved. In this age, louder and more virulent racism, our all-about-me mentality, the increasing sense of my rights over your rights, this world's hungry. And it's filling up on junk. Not even chips and dip. This world needs the real bread. The living bread that comes from heaven. Now remember, Jesus doesn't work alone. This series of readings about bread began when Jesus fed the 5,000. He wasn't working solo. His disciples and the 5,000 other people there, they all worked together. Jesus continues to work with, through, and in us, making miracles happen even today miracles of forgiveness that heals our hearts and souls, miracles that bring food to those who don't have enough to eat, miracles of peace. See, when Jesus feeds us with the bread of life, remember, you are what you eat. You are the body of Christ already, here, now, today. That means we don't get to ask whether God has been active in this world. Oh no, the question turns around. And God asks us, have you been active in this world? Feeding the hungry in body and soul. Loving the hated and the ostracized. Standing up to hate and evil. Seeking justice. God has already given us everything we need to bring in the kingdom of God today. We have God's love and mercy. We have the abundance in our hands and our lives. Yeah, we have hearts filled with compassion. Jesus is the bread of life. He feeds us with the bread of life, and you still are what you eat. So you become, with Jesus, the bread of life too. The bread which gives life to this world. Be the bread. Feed the world. Be Jesus to others. Carry the light into the darkness. I am the bread of life, the living bread that comes down from heaven. I am the bread for the life of the world, Jesus says. Eat. Share.